This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I get self-complete out of the way that you may have your way. I'm at Calvary's cross, anointed of the clay, Lord, use me for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As Lisa M. Tebow and myself, as Prophetess Tebow and myself, come in complete agreement with your word in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're also thankful and grateful that teamwork makes ministry life and dream work in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, prepare people's heart to see our word in spirit and in truth. We might have been saying anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let it go forth with clarity in the name of Jesus. As we teach and preach on a local level, let us be able to reach on a global level. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, man, like you open up to the book of Psalms 37 and 5. Psalms 37 and 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Luke 9:62. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, are you committed or just involved in the things of God? Are you committed or just involved in the things of God? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what are you committed to in 2024? You see, the word commitment means a contractual engagement involving the fulfillment of an obligation to give over to another the care of the use of something, to entrust, or to pledge oneself to a particular position or course of action. Yes, beloved, commitment bring about a responsibility to availability. I'm going to say that again. Commitment bring about a responsibility to availability. As a child of God, the God of the universe requires of you obedience, not accomplishment. 1 Samuel 15:22. Because of the verse says to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fed of rams. For example, beloved, the prophet Isaiah preached to a nation whose ears and eyes were closed. But he was very successful because of his obedience and commitment instead of his accomplishment. You see, true commitment will result in obedience. But he who obeys trusts God, and he who trusts God obey him. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Here we see that when we trust God, we have to trust him wholeheartedly, fully, with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. Because in our little finite mind, some things we just want to understand. Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man or a woman, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. So our faith has to be in God. Put our hands in the Master's hand and let God, by his Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct thy path. Yes, beloved, there are certain oppositions to commitment to God. An opposition means the action of resistance or the act of resistance or professing something against you, or the state of being opposed by the way of comparison or contract. The act of resisting or protesting something, someone, or the state of being opposed by way of comparison or contract. Yes, child of God, not every person in your life will love you or see the best in you. There will be people that will oppose you, maybe even hate you, but you must take a stand on a commitment to Christ that you made in 2024. So, beloved, it is our choice to stand for God, even during these hard times and difficult times that we're in, the struggles and challenges that we face, which enable God to use our victory to set others free. That's why when our faith is tried, that's why when we go into tests, we must stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm reminded what the word says in Isaiah 40 and 31. But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. The child of God, Satan will not allow you to do a great work for God without opposing you. He is the enemy of our soul. Bible says the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Notice he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we are reminded of John 10:10, where it says the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, beloved, the enemy will use discouragement and distraction to, he'll use them as a tool to to get you to the point to where you can lose focus on what you're standing and believing God for. So we must stay focused on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, what are you committed to? Are you committed or just being involved in the thing of God? It's a choice, again, that you must make on a daily basis. Yes, people of God, there is a promise of provision that God gives grace to carry out service for the committed soul. I'm going to say that again. It bears to be repeated. People of God, there is a promise of provision that God gives grace to carry out services for the committed soul. Yes, God's work must be done. Beloved, God's work done in God's way. Never run out of God's supply. Child of God, the Holy God that requires holiness in a committed life. See, the God that we serve is a holy God. God expects us to live a holy life. So we must commit our life to him in 2024. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 reminds us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God, an acceptable and perfect will of God. So people of God, as Christians, we must understand that when we commit ourselves to Christ, it is not a half-hearted thing. You see, once you make the decision to follow Christ, you must commit to the things that Christ holds so dearly. Yes, Christ was completely committed to his role as Savior. When he was tempted by Satan, he stayed committed to his goals. While he was upon the cross, he stayed committed to his goal. Christ was committed to our salvation. Christ was also committed to the growth of his people. Christ taught his followers how to pray and how to live a life that would be pleasing to God. According to Hebrews 11 and verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Drop down to Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are you committed or just involved in the things of God in 2024? The Bible reminds us in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, the Apostle Paul here is said, not as though I had already obtained, neither were already perfected, but I follow after, if that I apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I could not myself to be apprehended. But there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul is letting, hallelujah, the Philippians here know as he testify and give a testimony that he has not yet arrived, but he is keeping, he's pressing forward, not looking back, towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is a commitment on his part. It is a determination to keep pressing forward. He have come too far to turn around. Yes, to commit ourselves to God means that we are yielding ourselves to him. We are entrusting ourselves to God Almighty, the one that sits high and look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve, a God that neither slumbers nor sleep, a God that is able to step in and turn things around in our favor, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. Yes, beloved, what are you in 2024 committed to? It's a choice that we must make on a daily basis. Because see, the devil is busy. He don't take no breaks. But he'll try you. He'll test your faith. And God will allow him to do it in order to find out where you are on a spiritual level in him. Yes, beloved, the trying of all faith worketh patience. But let patience have her good work, so the man of God will be lacking nothing, according to James 1, verse 2, 3, and 4. Hallelujah. What are you committed to tonight in 2024? Yes, beloved, the local church, after being saved, sanctified, walking in liberty, finding a church body that God prayed and he will lead you to. So, beloved, the local church is the first level of commitment for you outside of your personal relationship with Christ. Yes, beloved, the local church, with all of its imperfection, is still the Lord's avenue through which he wants to accomplish his work here on earth. I'm going to say it again. Let it sink in. Beloved, the local church is the first level of commitment for you as a born-again believer in Christ outside of your own personal relationship with Christ for you to meet. Yes, beloved, the local church, with all of its imperfection, is still the Lord's avenue through which he wants to accomplish his work here on earth. Yes, people of God, the church, as we know it, is not the building. The church is the believers, those that gave their life to Christ. I'm reminded of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So people of God, the church comes together to worship, to uplift, to teach, to fellowship, in order to gain the power that is needed to live in God-centered life. So the church is essential. It's very important. Now, since we have a little bit more liberty to come together as one, in one heart, one mind, and one accord, we are reminded of what Hebrews 10, verse 25 says. For us to not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. Yes, beloved, the church is a body interacting. It is not merely a dispensary of spiritual food and medicine. The church is a body interacting. It is not merely a dispensary of spiritual food and medicine. Yes, beloved, when members of the church give up on meeting together, they forfeit the power of a corporate identification. So, beloved, church attendance is a necessity in the lives of a believer of Christ. We know that things do come up in life, but as much as possible, as a born-again believer, you should have a time of fellowship with other believers. And we do this by attending services at a church house, a place of worship, at an assembly. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Yes, child of God, a commitment to the church means that you decided on a church home as the Spirit of the Lord led you and moved you in for a permanent stay. So where God have placed us, we should stay right there and grow in the things of God. Yes, beloved, we as God's people must commit ourselves to the ministry of the local church and to the use of the gifts that God has given us even now in 2024. So, child of God, do not allow yourself to be sidetracked or distracted from being a part of the church, which is involved. Be loyal. Beloved, your greatest asset is to be available for availability, because the cost of discipline is totally 100% commitment and 100% of the time. And the outworking of that commitment will differ from one person to the next. Are you committed or just involved in the name of God? That's the question for you tonight. Yes, beloved, there is a cause that is associated with following Jesus. The Bible says here in the book of Luke 14, verses 26 and 27, it says, hallelujah, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yea, and even his own life. Also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Here Jesus is speaking in the book of Luke. And in trying to water it down, he just came direct, let you know what the requirements are all about. And deals with my brothers and sisters in Christ in comparison to one's devotion to Christ, one's family, ties must be secondary in your life. Because God wants to be first. That you certainly reminds us. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added in 2024. So are you committed or just involved in the things of God in 2024? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a choice.
Your voice, sing a new song. Don't look back, this is where you belong. You see, time get hard, it can get wrong, but Jesus will take it right when you had enough. See, yeah,
I'm
He's real. He's the real deal. I ain't talking about Holy Hill. I'm talking about the God Almighty, the Son of the Living God, Jesus Christ, is the way maker, the one that bridged the gap between God and man. The one that went to Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Yes, he is, we serve a good God, a mighty God, a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Again, tonight we are talking about, are you committed or just involved in the things of God? Again, it relates back to a personal decision made on your part. You know, hallelujah, in these days and times that we are living in. But we thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight. Those that have their, hallelujah, those that will be listening at a later date, we just want to say thank you. We thank God for you, and we believe in God with you on whatever you are believing in for. Bible says if any two of us come in agreement and touch anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And based upon God's timing for what you believe in him for, if God said it shall come to pass. We can't put a timetable on what we expect God to do. Because God does it when he sees that you are ready for him to answer that prayer, for him to bless you in all areas of your life. So again, we are thankful and grateful for you. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Child of God, the God of the universe wants you to be committed to him so that the world may know that God is very important to you. You see, your commitment to God is your witness. Child of God, if something is important in your life, you will commit yourself to it. Because God wants you to be committed to him so that he can strengthen you to become what he created you to be. Now, that's some good news right there. What are you committed to? Again, commitment demands a choice. And it builds up faith, and it develops character. It is a spiritual discipline that requires time, work, and determination. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the very purpose for which you exist is to give glory to God. You see, your life should reflect the attributes of God. And God is praised by the way you are living. A call to total commitment is needed in these last and dark days that we are living in. You see, commitment brings a responsibility to availability. Yes, beloved, our commitment to Jesus Christ must supersede our commitment to our families and other things. See, being committed to God means that Jesus is our sole authority. He is our guiding light and our unending compass. Yes, child of God, are you committed or just involved in the things of God? See, the word involvement refers to being a part of something, while commitment refers to a strong dedication or loyalty to a particular cause or goal. Yes, beloved, you are who you are today because of the choices you made yesterday. You see, leaders cannot lead if they are not on their post. Yes, beloved, you must be faithful in those things that you are committed to. This applies to all areas of your life in 2024. So are you, my brothers and sisters, Are you a committed Christian in 2024? You see, the Lord demands total commitment on our part, not partial commitment, but total commitment, 100%. He says, a child of God, a committed Christian, or a believer of Christ who has decided to follow Jesus will be loyal to him, to God, to their church, and the Christian lifestyle. So thank God in 2024 for committed Christians. Yes, beloved, becoming committed, it will take time and effort on a daily basis. You have to receive the gospel before you can become a follower of Christ. Beloved, the gospel is presented through preaching, through power, and also through the Holy Spirit. The gospel. Bible says, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it is very important, a necessity on a daily basis, that we have a time of devotion to where we can study the word of God by ourselves. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at Luke 9, verse 62, it says, no one who put their hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for service in the kingdom of God. So as born again believers in Christ, we cannot go forward toward the kingdom when our attention are diverted elsewhere. We must be prepared to put God first in everything and in all things, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm reminded here in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, beloved, don't look back. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Keep your eyes on the one that is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he's able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives on a daily basis. Put your trust, total trust, in the Lord. Remember Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path each and every day of our lives. So are you committed or just involved in the things of God in 2024? It's a decision that you must make for yourself. It's a decision that you must give 100% to. Remember, commitment brings a responsibility to availability. Commitment does that. I'm talking about true commitment. I'm not talking about one day on and one day off. No, true commitment is a 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Something that we have to stick to in order to be effective in the kingdom of God in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. And we are grateful for that. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, here and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching this evening. We hope that you've learned some information that you can apply to your life. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Enjoy your week. Know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless.